When we are in Vrindavan, I very strongly feel it is good to surrender our plans to the Lord, to Radharani. If you can be in that consciousness in Vrindavan, where you really feel, oh my Lord, may your plans happen and not necessarily my own plans, then you can be at peace in Vrindavan. But if you insist on your plans, and not always, sometimes it works, but more often than not, if Radharani loves you, she will give you a reminder that you need to surrender. It will come in a sudden, unexpected illness, or feeling all of a sudden the Vrindavan blues. That is a slang word from New York. It means you don't feel happy in Vrindavan. You feel this. When I was going up the stairs, there is something else which came to my mind when Sharad Bihari and Smita Krishna's father reminded me. What is your good name?
Acharya Ratna.
Acharya Ratna Prabhu. Acharya Ratna Prabhu reminded me that in one previous exchange, I had told him something which I read, which I have understood, and that is how to see Vrindavan. Mm-hmm. You cannot actually see Vrindavan with the eyes. Do you know this? In the scriptures we hear that Vrindavan is a place with Chintamani, the Chintamani gems all over the floor. But our eyes see plastic bags all over the floor, no? And in the scriptures it says that the animals are at peace with the human being, but when we walked to the program, Kirtan program, was it Bansi Bhad? There was this one best of the monkeys who just was preparing for a big assault, you know, armed assault on the Krishna Murari. Could see it from the corner of the eyes and and the monkey got a shock, like perhaps some of you got a shock now, and then desisted from his original plan to steal my, I don't know what he wanted, I don't know, only beads, but he's not known for chanting. So you don't see that there's peace, there's sometimes quarrel with the rickshaw drivers. So you can't see Vrindavan, at least the way it is described in the Shastras, through your eyes. You can hear about it, but even then you will see a discrepancy. Is that a good English word? Discrepancy. Between what you see, what you hear. Wow, you have the notebook. This is good news.
Thank you so much.
Hari Bol, Shivanji, please, this is, I'm staying here.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
So, Radhe, Radhe, oh, ein Glück. Was ein Glück.
Yeah.
Oh, here is my, here's my one seminar is in there. And I didn't find it this morning, this notebook. I lost it. I left it in Germany on my writing table. But then I had one idea that perhaps I put it down somewhere, and there it was. I wanted to continue this point, and I request you to be now very attentive. So there will be a becomes a difficult word, you have to listen attentively, a cognitive dissonance. Think about the word, a cognitive dissonance between what you see in Vrindavan and what you have actually heard in the scriptures and from devotees who tell you, you must go to Vrindavan, it is the best place. There will be a cognitive dissonance. Do you understand this English word? Yes, it is used by intellectuals. So, and even if you hear from the Shastras about Vrindavan, and you look, or you smell, or it smells a lot, I can smell the urine very distinctly. There's a lot of urine smell in the air. My personality type has a very strong developed sense of smell. Sounds are there. Some of us can even perceive the thoughts, not all thoughts which are in the air are good thoughts. There's some criminal thoughts in the air, some frustration, some are at a very dark place here. You can, those who are perceptive can perceive. So how then can you see the Vrindavan? Acharya Ratnaprabhu reminded me of what he had heard me say, and Acharya, I'm very grateful to you, because I must say I have forgotten it a little. You can see it when you do service. And really, my dear devotees, go to the class to do service to the Bhagavata. Go to the kirtan to do service to the holy name. Go through the various holy places, Radharaman temple, where else do we go? Gokulananda temple we go, Jamunaji we go, to do service. It's called Padasevan. And then this cognitive dissonance has a chance to be at least to be brought to a level where you don't suffer in Vrindavan and you make pleasant experiences. Because in Vrindavan there can be very strong spiritual experiences. I see most of you were yesterday in the Krishna Balaram. Acharya Rana, did I see you? You're good.
Shyama
Vilasi was also there. Madhavi was there. But though I see Ram Govinda was there, and with him two bars of soap. I'm already, the first one I'm already actively using. And Larabas came with Ram Govinda. But so you must all admit there was something very special in the atmosphere, some great blessing. And although some of you had suffered and lost extra kilos in the bathroom, it is undeniable that there was some kripa and some wonderful transcendental atmosphere. So these things can be, these experiences can be had at practically every day in Vrindavan. You just need to learn this other art. So the first art was you can see Vrindavan only through. You know everything. Really, you don't need to know much more. The other is, it's what Bhujan Prabhu has shared with me. I have you know, he's one of my friends with whom I discuss strongly philosophy, and I've asked him, so have you, after all these years, seen Krishna? No. He said, have you seen Krishna? No. But then perhaps you're just believing in something that is non-existent. And he looked at me and he answered, my spirituality is following the fragrance. If somewhere here is the fragrance of freshly baked bread, one of my great, I appreciate this very pacifying, soothing fragrance. I think, Manu, you grew up next to a baking oven, and you know when the baking oven makes this fresh bread, you feel the world is in order. It's
30 years later, it's still as ecstatic.
Yeah, it has some strong message to us. It's not just that it feels home, or you're secure, and so on. So if there is I encourage you to go to Radhadesh in the morning pass by the bakery, and you can appreciate the soothing smell of freshly baked croissant or whatever it is. So I may smell this from the sannyasi room, in the room of the renunciates. And then I smell it, I can follow the fragrance, and the fragrance will lead me to the origin of this. So in exactly the same way as a fragrance can lead you to the origin of the fragrance, certain experiences in Vrindavan, if you follow up on them, can lead you to Radha and Krishna. This I have also seen. For instance, oh, here is perhaps a nice devotee, let me talk to him. You just assume it in the beginning, but you follow that scent, here comes a better English word, that trace. Trace, we can say, you follow that and it brings you to something wonderful. So yes, see Vrindavan's service and follow the fragrance. That is a very nice